This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2 days away from Election Day 2024, and Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump both focused on the battleground states in the final days of their campaigns and making their pitches. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl spoke on the phone to former President Trump this morning.
He thinks he is going to win. I asked him, is there any way you could lose? And this was actually interesting. He said, yeah, I might. I mean, that could happen. Bad things can happen. I've never heard that from him before.
Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll showing a statistical dead heat in the swing states, and this surprise.
There is a new poll out today from the Des Moines Register that shows a genuine shocker. 47-44 Harris. Yes, Harris in Iowa. That would be a major, major upset if that happens on election night.
ABC's Rick Klein on the streets of New York. Abde Nagaye from the Netherlands is the men's winner at the New York City Marathon. Kenya's Sheila Chepkurui is the women's winner. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system. But conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the national scenic trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to the Hawkeyes on a rainy night in Iowa City. The final 42-10 in favor of Iowa. Wisconsin heads into a bye week with a record of 5-4. Baseball, the Brewers making roster moves. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta will be back next season, but right-hander Colin Ray and catcher Gary Sanchez will not. NBA, the Bucks hoping to snap their losing streak at home, but lost to the Cavaliers. 114-113. The Bucks are now 1-5. Giannis on what went wrong.
Oh, it comes to the little things. I think there was a lot of possession. We got to figure out the ways to play faster, get more shots up, get some second chances, dive on the ball, get some extra possessions. But I'm happy, you know, with the threes that we shot. We shot 38 threes. Last game, we shot 42 threes. This game, 38 threes. We got to keep on keeping that number up just to give ourselves a chance to win the game. That's pretty much it.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It'll stay breezy today. Showers and some locally heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 50s. That southeast wind up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. More rain and rubbles tonight. Temperatures will hold steady in the lower 50s.
Right now, it's 48.
Quiet down. Here she comes.
Shh.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The music of the stars. Seven till noon, Central Standard Time, every Sunday, 1 year now, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go tell it in the city, go.
is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, and from WRJN Racine on AM and FM, the music of the stars. We salute our stations all across Wisconsin and worldwide. 99.7 Max FM, Baraboo.
The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, to shout you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide. Hold back, let go. Hold back, let go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mitzi Gaynor.
Society tells you,
hold back,
the shout you would let out,
hold back,
you're right now, but right now,
hold back,
be practical, Jack, and
hold back,
you feel like you're busting
hold
inside,
back.
Your heart's in a desperate divide,
hold back,
let go,
hold back,
let go,
hold back,
let go.
Mitzi Gaynor, one of her yearly shows. This one, 1968. Kanya Ti Ozan.
Let go!
That for me to be on a show. And Jack said no. Why? Because you never let anybody do anything. I mean, they can barely hit the last note of the song. And you're, all right, folks, isn't that really, you know. And he said, Mitzi will only be on the show when you give her some time. I had 13 minutes. 13 minutes on the Ed Sullivan Show. And so he asked me to come to New York. Well, we were going to be there anyway. This was October 63, to come to New York and do a promo for the show. And now, folks, Mitzi Gaynor's going to be on our show. We've tried very hard to get her. And I'm all teeth and eyelashes and diamonds and gorgeous and all that.
1959, Mitzi Gaynor. Mitzi Gaynor, George Gershwin.
Every
by Terry Garr. She is candid and a refreshing young lady and a most talented actress who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Her latest film is called Miracles with Tom Conti, which will come out in August. And in September, she has another movie coming out called After Hours. Would you welcome Miss Terry Garr? Are you leaving already?
Yes.
I thought already you were having an anxiety attack and you were going right out the door.
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Did you see what we were doing a moment ago?
No.
We're playing a game called Scruples. You ever heard about it?
No.
All right, I'm going to just pull some things out of the box. I'll explain this.
Okay.
This is a game called there are no right or wrong answers.
Okay.
It's a game called you make a judgment on what you would do in this situation. You are attractive, but poor and without skills. Someone offers you a lot of money to work for an escort service. Do you accept?
You know, it's funny. This happened to me.
Figures with you.
No, of course I wouldn't do that.
Well, now, that's just the judgment, you say.
Well, that's a judgment? Oh, there's no right or wrong answer.
Some people might say, yeah, I would do that. I need the money, and it depends what an escort service. What do you mean by that?
And then you're not allowed to say that you're wrong? You'd be making a mistake?
Well, isn't that an individual judgment? Somebody else may not figure it's wrong. If it was just an escort service, you go out with somebody. Is that wrong?
Mm-hmm.
It is, why?
Well, you go out with somebody for money that you don't like? How could that be right?
Suppose.
Come on.
That's exactly what the game is about.
Mm-hmm.
You sit around and discuss it, and somebody says, well, suppose you don't like the person, and it's not a sexual thing. I'm going to go out. People work in their job every day with people they might not like.
Yes, I'm sure.
You see, to say mm-hmm. they have to make money to put bread on the table. Now, under those circumstances, might you have another look at it and say, well, I might in that situation.
Yes, it is a very philosophical game, isn't it?
That's what the game is about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's true. You're right. I'm very judgmental.
Yeah.
I mean, so I make judgments all the time. I go, oh, no, this is nonsense. I'm not dealing with this. And then, so I guess I shouldn't. Is that what this game teaches you? That you can't make judgments?
I don't know. I just think there are no right or wrong answers. What it does, I think it really stimulates conversation at a party. For example, mm-hmm. I haven't seen this one. After looking for work for 6 months, you get a good offer from a large weapons maker. Do you accept it? Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people, because of their feeling, would say, no, I won't work for a weapons maker.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I wouldn't do that, but it's, yeah.
A close friend asks you to hide an illegal drug. Do you agree?
Absolutely not. I would never do something like that.
Well, let's see what you would do here.
What kind of close friend?
One thing would be to sing with Cher Bono. Terry Garr, Cher.
Such a funny meter to the roar against repeater, how they run.
1975, that one. Here's Terry with some ideas about her work on making Young Frankenstein with Milwaukee's Gene Wilder.
My mother worked in wardrobe, and she said, oh, I'm working on a movie with Mel Brooks. Now, called my agent. I said, I hear they're doing this movie. Can I get in there? And I auditioned for the part that Madeline Kahn did. One day I went in there, it was like my third callback, and he said, no, Madeline's going to do the part. But if you can come back tomorrow with a German accent, I'll give you a chance at the lab assistant. I said, oh, yes, of course, I can come back tomorrow with the German accent. I could be here later today with the accent. Before we started shooting Young Frankenstein, he said, let's go watch all these old Frankenstein movies so we can get the gist and the feeling of what it's like. And I looked at those movies and I said, how can we possibly be doing anything that's like that when we're going to be doing this script? But he said, please keep this in the back of your mind, that it's going to be very serious. In a way, he made that movie a classic movie by paying honor to the people that had originally worked on it, and he wanted it to be very authentic and real and original. In terms of being ad-libbing on that movie, I mean, we thought of things all the time.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? It's fun. Roll, roll, roll in the hay.
Terry Garr has died. The actress died on Tuesday, surrounded by friends and family in Los Angeles, after battling multiple sclerosis for more than two decades.
Well, good night, Michael. It was a wonderful party. My date left with someone else. I had a lot of fun.
Terry made her mark on both the big and small screens across a decade-spanning career. She was 79 years old.
Famed singer and desert resident dies at 86. Famed singer and Coachella Valley resident Jack Jones died Wednesday night, his family announced. He was 86 years old. Jones is considered one of the most popular vocalists of the 1960s. He is best known for hits like Wives and Lovers, Lollipops and Roses, and famously sang the theme to The Love Boat, the popular ABC show that ran from 1977 to 1987. Jones is a two-time Grammy Award winner. He was a regular fixture on the variety shows that aired across the 60s and 70s. He acted in several films dating back to 1959. Jones made notable cameos in films like Airplane 2, the sequel, 1982, and American Hustle, 2013. Jones spent the past several decades calling Coachella Valley home. He has appeared at countless charity events including Christmas Tree Lane for Act 4 MS and has helped raise millions of dollars for Valley Ventures throughout the years. Jones celebrated his 80th birthday with a concert at the McCallum Theater in Palm Desert.
Jack Jones. His dad was Marx Brothers partner Alan Jones. Brilliant talents, both of them.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. Floats back to you. The love boat soon will be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. An open smile on a friendly shore. It's love, it's love, yeah, the love soon we'll be making another run. The love promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
Grammy Award-winning singer Jack Jones is dead at 86. Known for singing the classic Love Boat theme song, Jones died on the evening of Wednesday, October 23, according to Kesk. A popular vocalist in the 1960s, Jones was known for his Grammy-winning hits Wives and Lovers and Lollipops and Roses and made frequent appearances on variety shows throughout the 60s and 70s.
Somewhere the years of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow wine. I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. They're behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me, and the joy of these autumn days still astounds me. Somehow the years of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green that I ran through, and the girl who gave me her warm, loving arms to turn to. How little time from our first sweet beginning to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs left unsung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man.
That may be Jack Jones' greatest. The music of Michelle Grand.
Peter Woods, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't afford to lose these people.
Red Brinker. Eric Lagasse.
These 5 hours go quickly, don't they? While I speak for myself, I can say yes. Today's show began with a salute, if that's the right terminology, to the field of time, something nobody understands, least of all myself. Only that... Nah, never mind. Tell you a funny story, though. When Wisconsin had the vote on adopting or not daylight saving time, the biggest enemy that the motion had was from the theaters. There were so many drive-ins back then, they'd have to start the picture an hour later. Well, that wasn't about to fly. By the way, how many drive-ins do we have left? But the farmers, not all, some posted, and this word gets funny. There was a strong motion among some farmers that it was a bad thing because all that extra sunlight would burn the crops. I'm not kidding. Want to salute our affiliates on the Civic Media Radio Network. A special hello to the folks in Chippewa Falls listening in on WCFW 105.7. Once again, Jack Jones.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For 1,000 summers, I will wait for you. Till you're back beside me, till I'm holding. Till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. The clock will tick away the hours one by one, and then the time will come when all the waiting's done. The time when you return, find me here and run straight to my way. Beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your
love. 11:42 Central Standard Time. Just checking. Julie London, Pete King. He wrote this for her.
The branches of the trees are bare. The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock, the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. So still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most, miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned arms and garden swings. When life was beautiful and love was young and gay, November twilight must you stay.
There's Julie. London, that is. Mrs. Jack Webb at the time. And Grandpa Jones with some thoughts about, yeah.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock, or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out, he knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought up daylight saving time.
Well, we lost our signal. Okay, what I wanted to do is, let me do this again. Hold on, Julie London.
Miss you.
Now, this was written just for Julie by Pete King, the orchestra, and this guy doesn't get much recognition here. You know, I'm going to do a Pete King feature.
Of sunburned arms and garden swings. When life was beautiful and love was young and gay, November twilight day.
Ready? Oh, here we go. Pete King and the orchestra in a mellow mood. The tune, Sunny. It's going to be cloudy in real life. Give me a chance to tell you that we're on the air on WRJN, 1400 and FM, 98.1, 99.9. But on some occasions, we're preempted by football and sports. No, that's the same thing, isn't it? So when that happens, you see, here's an option. The Music of the Stars continues on the Civic Media Radio Network, just not on WRJN. So you can switch over to WAUK 540, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, or the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us, Music of the Stars. Jones and Ella Fitzgerald. Hey, on Saturday, Rick Johnson with all his magic starts at 6 a.m. Saturdays, runs till 10, then comes Terry Havel. And tomorrow, 6 in the morning till 9, here on WRJN, it's Don Rosen. See what's shaking in this town of ours. You love radio, this is your place to be. WRJN Radio Park, Racine. This is the first Tom Jones record I've ever played. 32 years. Now the four lads, as we say goodbye in our own way, the Music of the Stars.
Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent.
Obsessiveness and obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. As my kisses have told, I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is. And obsession, obsession.
Until next week, then, or anytime we bump into each other, say hi and join our Facebook, The Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. Until we meet again, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Your gears, won't you lend your politic ears?
Here.
I have a burning message, listen, and I will quote.
Note.
I'll donate you a ham.
Spam.
A platter of fried frim-fram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
And a manicure, too.
I'm a hip candidate. Square deal for every gate. No waltzes by Brother Strauss. Cement mixer in every house. Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat. Parlez-vous, entrez nous.
That's French.
Oui.
Little of boot for two.
Two boot.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote one more vote, one more vote,
one more
stuff
vote.
McDuff,
one more
lay it on till we get
lay
enough,
it on, lay it on.
When we win I'll pitch a ball at the city hall, vote with Z,
one more
Miss McNeil.
One more vote.
We'll cook up a groovy
cook
deal.
It up, cook it
get
up.
That feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
Man, you're as tall as a wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Man alive.
Get buzzing around the hive.
Around the hive.
A wanna will get you five. Squares a rake to take a dive. Landslide! Bring me home with the re-bop-de-bop. Dig each hot rod souped up hip cat that's in the know.
In the know, that is.
Make him vote, drag him in.
Drag him in.
Remember, it ain't a sin.
Ain't a sin.
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
A seat, a suit, a reach, a root, a boot, a bout, a boot.
And I quote. Hear me talking, oh, won't you give me one more vote?
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
On the radio next week, more of the music of the stars. And Sundays, that's our day. Weekdays, Cindy Huber is artist of record. During the 9 o'clock hour, free records, free. Courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant. Local news, timeless hits, vinyl treasures from Time and Again and WRJN. Radio Park Racine and Coast to Coast. And worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.